Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Deshaun Watson gets activated, he starts practicing, any athlete is going to be looking over his shoulder. Whether they say they are or not, they are going to, unless you are firmly established and entrenched as the guy, which both Sanders and Gabriel, that's not the case, then you are going to be looking over your shoulder.
Brian Anderson joining us, former Indians starting pitcher, current Rays analyst, and gargantuan Browns fan. Actually hosted a Browns TV show in town for a good period of time as well when he was here. Joined us a segment ago. If you missed that one, Radio Rewind to that. Dan Manigan, Anthony Lant in for Baskin and Phelps today. We got you to 2 o'clock before we throw you to afternoon drive. Kevin Stefanski's press conference coming up right at that 105, 115 area, somewhere in there he usually hits. Once practice is done, you're going to want to hear that due to the fact that you're going to find out who's active, who's inactive for the week that is to come. It's such an interesting place that the Browns find themselves in right now, because this isn't what sports is for, Anthony. This is not what we should be doing. But it's the way that this thing is set up that is truly the problem. Like, I feel like I'm doing the Animal House, like standing up right now and going, not only are you insulting the entire college fraternity, but you're insulting the United States of America. I feel like that's what I'm doing throughout this entire thing. Because the Browns are in a position right now where they're facing the Tennessee Titans. This basically is the battle for the number one pick. If you lose this game, you do get closer to getting the number one pick, and you could grab whomever you want. You could get your quarterback if you want to. You could do all those different things. If you win this game, you distance yourself from the quarterback that you probably want. Then you got to use that Jacksonville pick. Maybe you got to sweeten the pot a little bit more. Do you want to win this game? Like honestly, let's all together have a moral conversation. Do you want to win this game?
I kind of do, and I kind of hate that I do.
Why do you hate yourself for wanting to win? just say that statement out loud and you understand exactly where we are right now, because I'm in the same place. We should never be actively rooting for our teams to lose, but we're kind of looking at stuff going, oh man, I feel like such a jerk because I want them to win.
I went out for the Raiders game and watched a game at a bar and had fun with it. All my friends were out, and that was fun. That was cool to see. That was fun to see a win. I remember earlier in the year when we beat the Packers and driving around downtown and
so
beeping.
Much fun.
Yeah.
So much fun.
Beeping and heckling cheeseheads. I enjoyed doing that. It's always fun in downtown Cleveland when
they win. Why are heckling the nicest people in America?
I know. I felt bad about it. But I was just so excited that they won that game.
They probably looked at you, oh, yeah, sure. You know, they don't win as many as they should, you know, so we'll give them this one. If you need a beer to help you celebrate, we can help.
I felt bad doing it, but I did it nonetheless. So my only want to in really wanting them to win is the fact that I love what it's like around downtown Cleveland when they win. But also, if I wasn't 24 years old going out and doing all those different things, if I was, a father that was watching these games from home, and then I just had to go, get ready for my week ahead, I don't know if I'd want them to win, because the reality of the situation is it benefits your franchise to lose this game. It benefits your franchise to finish 3-14, I think. Because in theory, like you said, you have your cream, you have your pick of the litter.
I feel the same way. It's I want them to win, and I know everybody is going to start laughing. Because I think they need to establish some kind of a winning culture of like, this is what we do to gain wins in the NFL. This is how we get these rookies, and this is how we get those second-year guys who didn't see a whole lot of it and don't have a firm reminder of, you know, being here the last couple of playoff runs, you know, the 2020 playoff run, 22 playoff run. Like, they have no recollection of those things. Those didn't happen. So I understand wanting to win, but the problem is, this is why people get mad at me. Because I want to abolish the draft. I want to get rid of the draft. I want to get rid of it in every single sport. I think it is one of the silliest things that we do. I would have all of them become free agents, negotiate your contracts, go out there, and the best teams will get the better players and the teams that could prove that they develop and the opportunities will be there. I don't think you're going to run into a situation where you get these teams backlogging a whole lot of talent. I think what has happened in college football is exactly what would happen in the NFL. Mm. You would get all of these guys going to places where they would be able to play. You would get all of these transfers that would find themselves in these different areas. I think that's exactly what would happen. We've watched in college football. When they opened up NIL, they went, oh my God, Alabama's going to buy everyone. Well, guess what? Alabama didn't buy everyone. Julian Sand transferred from Alabama to Ohio State. Why? So he could play. So, like, clearly this whole idea that you're going to backlog these guys. Lenore Sellers went to South Carolina so he could play. Fernando Mendoza went from Cal to Indiana. Why? So he could play and have a better chance. I think the NFL would be the same way because it gets rid of these conundrums that we're in the middle of right now and these quandaries, which is looking at each other going, am I better off losing? What kind of sports fandom is that? I mean, what kind of nonsense is that? Oh, well, I want to make sure I get the higher pick. What? That's not what we're here for. That's not what we want. That's not how we raise our children to look at sports. That's not how we do any of this stuff. Like, get rid of this draft and let your team just be able to negotiate with the players who are there so you don't have to play this game.
So my other argument again, like obviously I want them to win because of all the things that I said earlier. The other argument aside from the draft and getting a higher draft pick on if you want them to lose is if you want Kevin Stefanski gone, this is a great indicator if they lose this game. Because
listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every single time this year that we've gone into a game like this against the Dolphins, against the Raiders 2 weeks ago, it was a game where this is a dilapidated team. This is a team that's given up on their head coach. And if they just lose this game, we might be able to, like, this is the marker to where we can get rid of Kevin Stefanski and really start getting towards something new. If that's what you're like, if that's what your argument is. And because the Raiders and the Dolphins suck, and because, I don't know, maybe Kevin Stefanski's just fantastic at coaching with his back against the wall, they were able to win those games, and so you just feel like you're staving off the inevitable. And like, so at this point in the year, winning doesn't do you a whole lot except for establishing a winning culture, except for the fact that they're 4-9. If they win this game, that's not exactly, you know, a winning mantra going into the Bears and the Bills and like a really hard last four games in the year. So I don't know if you're necessarily like, we're like a winning franchise now if we beat the 1-11 Titans. But if you're looking for Kevin Stefanski and everybody to get moved on from and get fired, you might want them to lose this game.
That's an interesting point. I didn't think of it that way. If you're, you know, there are a chunk of people who are out there who really do feel that way, that it's that's blowtorch Kevin Stefanski and get him out of here. You know, this needs to go, and this needs to get so rock bottom that, you know, I don't know if people are like wanting players to openly rebel. I have no idea what's going to happen, because I don't think you're going to ever get that. I don't think you're going to get players to openly rebel in a locker room with Joe Bitonio and a lot of those other vets that are in there. They're probably not going to let that happen. That's an interesting point if you want Stefanski out. As somebody who thinks he can coach, though, like, I think I want to win this game. And I think it's due to the fact that you have that Jags pick. So anything that you want in the draft, you can go get. You go trade whatever you need to trade to go get that guy. I think that's where my head is I want them to win this, because I think a win might be better for the organization in general, and it might be better for the health of the younger players, because you have to start building this somewhere. At some point, you need to look at this roster and try to determine which direction the arrow is pointing. And we'll get into that a little bit later when it comes to this roster, which direction the arrow is pointing. But you need to get it to where it's pointing up. The thing that is breaking my brain more than anything is the people who are calling in and are saying, well, let's just build for the dome. And it's like, dude, I don't think you realize that that's 3 years away.
Yeah.
4 years away. And like, you can turn this around a lot faster. 31 other teams have figured out how to turn this thing around a lot faster than 4 years.
As you talk about rock bottom, and going into both of those Dolphins and the Raiders games, that a loss to those two teams at both points would have felt like a rock bottom. Mm-hmm. Like it really can't get any worse than this. This is the same thing going into the Titans game. And the other thing is, like, we beat the Raiders. That was awesome. You know, Shedeur Sanders looked like he could manage an offense. And then what happened the next week? He got blown out. He had the lowest DPA of any starter in the NFL. And so you're just, you know, putting lipstick on a pig for another week, and you're staving off the inevitable, and you're not able to properly look at the team like they're not that good. What? So I think it's just putting rose-colored glasses on for another week if you win.
And I know this is a name that gets a lot of anger around here, and for good reason. Michael Lombardi always had the thought, because he was a huge Philadelphia 76ers fan as well. And I remember he would hop on Bill Simmons' pod in between there, and they would talk about the 76ers. And he would talk about the culture that would take place during the process. You know, they would call it, you know, the process, where they were just tanking. You know, the Michael Carter Williams years, the Ben Simmons, everywhere in between there to get all of those players. Mm. And he would always talk about how bad of a taste that left in your mouth, that you didn't have the expectations of winning games, and how that did not build things the right direction. And I buy into that. I know North Carolina has been a mess. I know that he's goofed up Cleveland. I know he goofed up, you know, all those different places, but that's such a great thought to have, that philosophy of bottoming out and then trying to turn a culture into winning around, and how long that takes to do it. I think that's true. And so I would rather go out and be able to win these games and win these winnable games to go, this is what you do in the NFL. Now, when the talent backs this up and we go into the offseason and we develop these things, we get guys stronger and we go take that step forward, now we're going to have more of these games along the way.
I agree that the total tank out, like clean everything out, does not work. It didn't work with the Sixers. It didn't work for the Browns under the Sashi Brown, like strip this thing down to the brass knuckles of it and just move on from there.
5 years to get a winning culture back, and that was Kevin Stefanski coming in.
The difference between that and now is that there's legitimate talent on this team. You have an otherworldly defensive player. You have the defensive rookie of the year. You have some good offensive pieces.
He had a Hall of Fame left tackle. Yeah, you're probably right. This is in better shape than that was. You are 100% right there.
So
that's correct.
They didn't clean this thing out other than basically the Deshaun Watson contract basically forced them to clean this out, because they couldn't sign anybody else. So you're getting scrap heap players off, you know, off free agency. So that's the only other difference of, like, they were trying to win this year. They were trying to win last year. And guess what? You've won six games over the last 2 years in a world, in a couple of year span where you were supposed to be competing and building off of 2023, and you haven't. So I don't know what winning against the Titans does. I don't know what, you know, making Cam Ward continue to look bad does. I think it's just reinforcing some really, really bad habits that, hey, the status quo is okay because we are now one win better than we were last year.
Social media mentions powered by Scheibe Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Nosebleed Dog Pound chimes in saying, not to mention the strategy never works. That never worked for the Clippers, and they've been doing it. They tried it for like 20 plus years. I think that's where I am. I think you need to win this game. I think this is one of those games that your locker room needs it. Your coaching staff needs it. Your organization needs it far more than they need that draft pick.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental, the scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something out of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.